contain and put it in a bag. It was large and made out of wood. Sometimes you would walk in a store and find one full of flour and one full of rice and one full of something else. What were those containers called?
What
were they called? Big, tall containers. Can you think of the names of it? Can you remember long ago when you could go into a store and find large containers of rice open or large containers of flour, and then the storekeeper would put it in a bag, would scoop it out of this container and put it in a bag for you? Can you remember anything like that?
No, I don't.
It was already packaged always?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of have you ever seen a big picnic, going to a big picnic, and they had Kool-Aid or some sort of drink in a large wooden container? Sometimes it might be a kind of round, large container with a... It looks as though we can't get away from washing again. I'm going back to the wash day. When the housewife finishes washing and takes her clothes, they're dry now. She takes them off the line and puts them in a
basket.
Very good. And she calls that a what kind of basket? What does she put in it? What does she put in it?
Clothes.
All right, so what kind of basket does she call it?
Clothes basket.
Very good. Long ago, when women wanted their dresses to stand out, they had some round things like this they would put in their underskirts.
That was the hoop skirt, I believe.
Very good. And what did you call these that would go in there? You said it. What did you call them? The round things that went in there. What did you call them?
Hoops.
Very good. You're right. Say that once more for me, sir.
Hoops. What are they?
That was right. You said hoop skirts at first. Uh-huh. And the things that go in there are called. You said it right.
I did say
yes,
that.
I just wanted it loud enough so that it could be heard. And what are they called?
Hoop skirts.
What do you call the top that goes, that you put down in a bottle if you open some ginger ale and you don't want it to get stale, but you aren't going to drink it all? And we used to have little special stoppers that you put down in there.
Mm-hmm. Now what you call that?
Yes.
I don't know.
Do you know about the little tops that you could just put down in a bottle? What were they made of? Can you remember that? What is the term for a musical instrument that people could play by holding in their hands and...
Harps.
Very good. Louder.
Harps.
All right. Was there any other name for it?
No.
All right. Sometimes a carpenter has a tool that he uses to drive a nail with. What is that called?
Hammer.
Very good. Do you know anything about a wagon? Like, well, let's see, we can name some of the parts to it. Maybe we know that the round things up under the bottom of a wagon are called what?
Wheel.
All right. And can you think of that thing that hitches the wagon to a horse? There's a wooden piece that